Pray about that. You know, just came from the doctor and I have too high blood pressure and this and that. And I realized that caused by stress, at least partially. And I realize I am in a state of stress. Then I read this morning about Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, a letter he wrote. But yes, I need to sleep like 4 hours a night. The Goswamis didn't sleep at all. 2 to 4 hours, I think, even. And it's tough. But I do this because I have to write these books and write a lot of letters and take care of all this movement. I mean, he could do that well for 12 years. Or something. But he must have worn himself out too. So well, if we want to do that same thing, it's up to us. But we should not try to imitate, but rather find our own balance, and I think that is really the key here. Balance, harmony, you know, that inner, steady, strong pillar of life that is not flimsy, flickering here and there, but it's just very fixed and peaceful and harmonious and strong. And I realize more and more, the more I study the Bhagavatam, that this is really what this knowledge is there for, to help us get that, to help us find that balance. I'm even looking now at cosmology and all of that in the Bhagavatam, and you know, you got, even as, well, that's in all cultures all over, mirror there as the center, the foundation, the steady, and mirror is also within us. So it's an inner building up process that leads us to a higher and higher level of enlightenment. And in that enlightenment, our realization and perception of Krishna, of the Supreme Bhagavan, in everything and everyone, becomes clearer. And that is what it's all about. And when you are on that platform, things change, things happen, and you might get energies that no one thought were possible, and abilities and intelligence, because that's the first thing I was told when I came to the temple. You might try to do good with your own abilities, but if you surrender as a servant of God, then God can make you do anything. Anything that God, Krishna, desires or wants done or wants you to do. And that's what we should find. Each one of us have a mission, a purpose, something we want to do really in there, which really is our life and the meaning of our lives. And when people say there is no meaning to life and there's no use looking for it, and we're talking about this meaning of life stuff, well, it is important, because it's our meaning of life, which is, it's there for us individually and should be there deep within somewhere. And that strong fire pillar there that holds up our lives, empowers us and inspires us. And of course, inspiration Krishna says that in the Bhagavad Gita, I'm in the heart. And there is this little bird there, that is us chasing berries, and the other wise bird, all-knowing, and our dear friend sitting next to us. So, turn to that bird, turn to that friend, turn to that Paramatma, and ask for help and advice and guidance and inspiration to do that which they want done. So this is another part of our meditation, of our inner soul chakra system. It's there in the Bhagavatam, these levels. We can see it as an aid to meditation, that you go through each one of those representing different parts of our character, or also ways for us to act and be. And we deal with them, each one. And as we have dealt with one, and we are good, we're okay, we're clear with that, then it's transparent, it's clear, so the energy can continue up there, you know, this kundalini. I mean, whatever that really means, this kundalini yoga uses, to me, that it can be used as a meditation like that. There is this mountain, this marrow, the pillar, the spine. And you start at the bottom and you go through that, and you can learn about the chakras and what they represent, and look there within yourself, each one in your own way. So I mean, there are all these approaches there to performance of bhakti and of yoga that are given in the Bhagavatam and the Shastras all over. And I think they are very important. But, you know, there was, Prabhupada did that, a lot of emphasis and focus on external activities, building houses and this and that, selling books and making books, and to establish this movement. But when you look in those books a second time, and I think that's what we need to do now, we can see this is what it's about, that inner process of finding balance and strength and enlightenment and happiness and bliss. That's what he's talking about all over in these books. So, but if, let's say, what I went through and many with me and my generation, we worked very, very hard out there, on parking lots, walking around trying to sell books, carrying those book bags and managing temples sometimes under really difficult conditions and working for temples. Hard work, little sleep. And doing this principle, that rule. I mean, I found myself, and I still feel it, and I think many with me, in a state of that stress. Doing this. But when there are all these stressful things that have to be done out there, what about that inner pillar there? It gets out of balance. It starts to flicker here and there, isn't it? Gets scattered even, if it gets very bad. And I've seen devotees who got that scattered. That's what I think, at least, is a good way of seeing it. They got psychotic. And some get neurotic. And I mean, these little I learned about dynamic psychiatry, I can see those typical ailments, problems that they try to categorize under different names like psychotic, neurotic, and so on, hysteria. And I can recognize them here and there, like in myself and in others. And I think this is really what we're talking about here, really an important and very useful understanding how to take to and, you know, enjoy and grow healthy by the practice of bhakti yoga. Because that's really what it's all about, isn't it? Now, a devotee may voluntarily, out of compassion for the fallen souls, conditioned souls, take upon themselves great hardships and austerities. But then that should be done from each one, her, himself, as each one of us feel that we want and can give. Not as a kind of social pressure, rule and principle that you gotta do this every day, or otherwise you're not a good devotee. We need to get rid of that. Oof, phew. Everything, every devotee of God, those who did or do service to the, you know, the some, well, to their guru and sangha, whatever, to Krishna. Should feel and be convinced about that. You're on the plus side, whatever you do, basically. If, you know, if you're, someone lives to serve someone else, that other person is incredibly grateful for that, isn't it? Not thinking, oh, why are you not serving me more? So, just keep up the good work, but this is first of all, this Krishna consciousness, this bhakti teachings are here, given to us, so that we can be happy and strong and healthy. And satisfied. Intellectually, sensually. Professionally, whatever. And then, on top of that, we're all very, very happy. Especially happy if you want to take up this responsibility, this tricky, mission to bring this gift to as many others as possible on this planet. And of course, the best way to do it, as we have learned, is teaching by our own example.